by Burnett.
4DOS. It's 2 meter net. 4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SwapNet portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor WN4V. John here in Manatee County, Florida. I am negative and negative. Good evening, Gary. WN4V.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November, K40KN. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening to the swap meet. And good evening, Gary, and everybody on the net.
Yeah, KF4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim. Up by Troutville, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, just listening.
KF4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-Ray. This is Steve. I'm at the base of Paris Mountain in Greenville, South Carolina. I know normally we have a section at the beginning for new personnel, and I'm requesting third-party traffic. Gary, go ahead.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Manatee County, Bradenton, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're staying safe. And K4VKN, Mr. Allen. And appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you're safe. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, up there in Troutville, North Carolina tonight. Jim, you be careful out there on your run. Stay safe and get home to us safely. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, he's up there at the base of Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve, and hope you stay safe. Do you want to go with your third-party traffic now, Steve?
K4ZZX, this is my granddaughter, and she will be my third-party traffic. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brianna. I am in fourth grade. My papa is K4ZZX, over.
Deanna, nice to have you with us tonight. If you say you're in the fourth grade, you'll have to get Papa to get you a study book so we can get you on the air with us as well. We'd love to have you on here as an operator with your own call sign.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome there, Miss Deanna. Steve, is that all? ZX. Steve, is that the end of your third-party traffic? Over.
That is the end of my third-party traffic. She's been sitting here listening to me check into the net for the last week or so, and she is interested in possibly getting her own call. So thank you so much for everybody's patience. We appreciate it. 7301 on the net. K4ZZX, I'm secure.
All righty, Steve. You take care of that sweet granddaughter, and y'all have a good evening, and stay safe, and stay well. That's all the EchoLink stations I got up for the time being, so we'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
K-O-S. Please check in Kilo 4,
Oscar, November Oscar. Liam and husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta, Mike Whiskey. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Michelle, well, in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Or DOS. Please check in. AJ4. AU. Alpha. Juliet 4. Alpha. Uniform. David. And please check in. KJ4. HDK. Kilo Juliet 4. Hotel Delta Kilo. My wife Margaret. We're in Greenwood. We've been absent a few weeks, but we're back here. Good evening to you, Gary. All on the net, say hello to Miss Joy. For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
K4DOS. NK4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment other than to say I think Miss Lorena needs to send us all some of whatever it is she's got. Thank you, sir.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down here in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. If our social distances, you know, be so far apart and stay at home, I'd come down here and visit with y'all. I tell you, you're having a good time tonight. And I think Pat would join me. But y'all have a good evening. Stay safe. Also like to say good evening to AJ4PU, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, KJ4HDK, Miss Margaret. They're both down in Greenwood. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Margaret we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joy. Y'all stay safe. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt. Walt's over there in Inman. Walt, you stay safe and stay healthy. Hope you're doing well. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat down there in Malden. Pat, you know, like I was telling Lorena, if we didn't have to stay at home and keep our social different distances, we'd just get together and go down there and see if we could have some of that fun that they're having. But anyway, appreciate you being with us and hope you stay safe. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, David. Check in WB4MOU. Ron and Pickens. And we'll be in and out.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU, Mr. Ron over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. And KO4ACA, and I missed your name. Did I get your call right to start with? And give me your name again. I missed it.
KO4ACA, this is Bill in Greenville.
I don't have any audio on you. You're bringing the repeater up, but I don't have any audio. Check your microphone connections or whatever and try it again.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in Whiskey 4 Foxtrot, Charlie, Mike, Fred. In driver's rest, Wife Island, November 4, India. Echo negative in TR. Always listen to Swap Shop. Thank you, Gary.
4 DOS, my Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your like to say good evening. KN4LQO, Mr. Ryan, down there in Tocoa, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ryan. Hope you're staying safe. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Isla we said hello, and y'all continue to stay safe. Additional Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Got another Echo Link station up, but I don't know if he's got audio capabilities or not. But, Mike, if you don't have audio capabilities, if you'll send me a text over Echo Link, I'll get you on the log that way. Love to get you on the log and, so we can keep you here and keep you listening. Let's see here. Let's move up to the Quebec Through Tango Group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. Hello, November 4, Quebec. November Lima, KN4QNL, Natalie and Taylors, and I'll be negative and negative.
KN November 4, Sierra Delta Sierra. I'm Dave. I'm in Anderson. I'll be negative, negative tonight.
4 DOS. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Inman. No comment, no traffic.
Bless. Whiskey 4, Tango Charlie, Doug, and my wife, Nika. Apple, orange, banana. We're in Anderson. No traffic, no comments.
4 DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Romeo, Golf, X-ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, and 73s to everyone on the net tonight.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. KN4QNL, Miss Natalie over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Natalie. And N4SDS, Mr. Dave. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And KN4RJN, Mr. John. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And WW4TC, that's Mr. Doug. And his sweet bride, N5AOB. And Doug, I missed her name. I apologize for that. My fault completely. Give me your wife's name again, please.
Yeah, no worries. Nika, November, India, Charlie, Alpha.
Miss Nika, appreciate you being with us, and tell Miss Nika we said hello. And KM4RGX, Mr. Carroll, and he's over in Greenville. And I hope all you fine folks are staying safe, and I hope all of you are well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Lonely group right there. I can't believe there's nobody in the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Pro. Four Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. Name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
W4WOZ, Mr. Rod over there in the land of Oz. Rod, you got that group all by yourself tonight. I had a couple others that were in your group, but they checked in earlier via Echo Link and stuff like that. But Glad you are here, and glad you had somebody in that group. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Check in, K4-BAN, Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha, November. Alex and Clemson, negative, negative.
DOS. Jerry, please check in, November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the group tonight.
DOS, November 4, Delta, India, Zulu, Joel and Traveler's Rest, good evening, Gary, and the net. I am negative and negative.
DOS, WD4. DYH, Johnny, Mobile, Traveler's Rest, no traffic, no round table. Good evening, everyone.
DOS, please check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Alpha, Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative, negative. Thanks. Hope everyone's doing all right. 73.
KI-4-DOS. Rod down there in the land of Wads. Gary, please check in. Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo Golf. This is AKNE. I'm negative to negative, but my wastebasket's getting full of bad speakers down here, so you owe me.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4BAN, Mr. Alex, down in Clemson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alex. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joe, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Miss you on the sideband net. I don't. You might have checked in late, but I hope you're doing well. And WD4DYH, Mr. Johnny, he's mobile up there in Traveler's Rest tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Johnny. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KO4AOW, Mr. David, he's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And buddy, when you fall again, don't you forget to have somebody call me so I can come down and check on you. I found that out through a mutual friend. You know who I'm talking about. And as far as speakers go, I just disconnect mine when you check in. And that way I don't have to replace it. But you're sounding good, AK. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS, K2RKN.
SKI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KD2RKN. Mr. Jason. Jason, now where are you located there, young man?
Jamestown.
I do appreciate you checking in with us tonight. I hope you're doing well, and come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Different net controller. I just happen to be the lucky one on Wednesday nights. But you take care and you stay well. Let's try Alpha through Delta again, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Hey, Dave. W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Amy we said hello and y'all stay safe. Let's move up to the Echo through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
Net control, please check in KK4HXB Earl in Traverse Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4-DOS. Gary, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's, N4HHC. I'll be negative and negative.
OS, please
check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Gary, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. And Gary, I'll try to stick around for some chew there, over.
4DOS. Ken, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Keller, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. W4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylors, negative and negative, over.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to KK4HXB, Mr. Earl, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. And N4HHC, Mr. Warren, he's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being here, Warren. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. Be back to you for some comments in a little while. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And K4GAT, Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, he's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate each and every one of you folks being with us. Hope y'all are all doing well, and I hope y'all stay safe and stay well. Additional stations echo through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in, out of turn. Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November, Papa. Landed Liberty, in and out.
And that would like to say good evening to KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, down there in Liberty tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're staying safe and staying well. Let's move on up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, and saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check in, Whiskey 4. India, Oscar, Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Parish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. Baby 3 to everyone.
DOS. Check in KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS Rhonda. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on frequency.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. And Miss Joy said to tell you hello. And KE4JRK, Mr. John, he's up at Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being here, John. And KC4SKD, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AA. They're neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello and hope all of you fine folks are staying safe and well. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello. KI4DOS, W4, never give up. Field in Boiling Springs, negative and negative.
Thanks, say good evening to W4NGU, Mr. Phil over there in Boiling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Phil. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe there, young man. Let's try India through Lima again. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie is Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment. 73.
DOS. This is KM 4 OYC. Josh and Lester. No traffic, no comment.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are staying safe. And KM4OYG, and I missed your name. It was my fault, not yours. Give me your name again and your location.
Yes, Kilo Mike for Oscar Yankee Charlie. Josh,
here
in Lester, right north
Axel. Josh, we got you, and I got your call corrected. KM4OYC, Mr. Josh up there in Lester, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're staying safe and well. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy, and she's sitting in the other room listening to me calling it tonight. Let's go to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Gary, please check in Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor's and not doing a whole lot tonight. I'll be negative and negative. And thanks for hosting the web, and say 73 to everybody out there. Have a good one.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K4RHF, Mr. Bob, over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope all y'all are staying safe and well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
K4 Whiskey, KC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Gary. No on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thanks, Gary.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. K4 XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And KC4W, Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope all of y'all are doing well, and I hope you're staying safe and safe and well. All righty. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Kilo 8, Mike Golf, K8MG, Mac and Easley. Hope everyone's doing well, and I have no comments and no traffic. Good evening.
Yes. Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU Richard, Northwest Anderson County's Lapdown, and I'm still looking for that item you have for me. This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to Kilo 8, Mike Golf, K8MG, Mr. Mac. Neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mac. Hope you're doing well. And KK4FTU, Mr. Richard, down there in Northwest Anderson County in Slabtown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. And most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the radio portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
Net control, question about the testing on the third week. Are they going to still hold the test? And I have a friend that's going to take the test if you can.
Right now, it's still up in the air. Right now, the Red Cross building is shut down with, you know, just a very few people working in there. They're not letting anybody else come into the building. We are looking in the direction of another place to give testing, but that has not been finalized yet. I've given the information to our team leader. But as of right now, I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll put it on the air and or try to let you know otherwise. Over.
Or roger that. Thanks. I'll just let him know. He's all up in the air. He said he's wanting to take his test.
I'm glad that we've got some folks out there that are still wanting to get on the air and get their license. But as soon as we know something, we'll let everybody know. That with everything being shut down and things that are necessary being open, we're having to kind of play it by ear.
Well, roger that. Thanks. 7-3s, I'll be monitoring.
Sorry I couldn't give you any other information from that, but that's all I know for now. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First item on the SwapNet book tonight is a fella looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. Folks, it's got the same power cord on it as the FT-101. And it's got a little rectangular plug on it. It has 12 blades on it. And he can't seem to find one of these power cords for his transceiver. So anyone need any feels? Up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT920. It's the matching Yaesu speaker, the power supply, and an antenna tuner. And a microphone, the power cord, and all of that good stuff, and he would lose for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood SP940. That's an external speaker. It has 3 filters in it, and he would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT101ZD. He has the external VFO to go with it, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Right here, I got a new EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP over here in Simpsonville, enjoying the evening together. We'll be in and out. Thank you for calling in that, Gary. 7-3.
OS. And everyone, please check in and out. KI4, ZLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda. In Asheville.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to W2MJB, Mr. Mark, and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. They're down in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Mark, tell Wendy we said hello. And KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello, and I hope all you fine folks are well and stay that way. Y'all stay safe. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go back to the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood SW200. That's a meter. He has a coupler to go with it, and he would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood THK20A. That's a 2-meter HT. He has the original battery, two high-capacity batteries, and a drop-in charger. And he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a small tilt-over or crank-up tower, 30 feet or just a little more. If you've got a small 30 or 40 foot tilt over tower, got a fella looking for one. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC47A. That's a 440 monobander. It would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale. It's an MFJ 945E. It's an antenna tuner. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood 440 SAT. He would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Contact in 4DIZ.
Go.
Yeah, give me a contact information.
Eric. W2JKT has that, and he said he is good on QRZ.com for his email address. Over.
Go on, you got a telephone number?
No, sir, I do not.
N4DIZ.
Joe, I think I've got your number here somewhere. As a matter of fact, I'm sure I do. If you want me to, I can email Eric your phone number and tell him you're interested in that.
That would be appreciated. And you did 440.
TS-440 SAT.
Have you still got the Kenwood TS-870 listed?
Yes, sir. Roger.
That's the one I'm interested in. Does it have a telephone number?
Same fella's got it.
Roger, so if you would find out for me and be calling me, I'm interested in 870 N4DIZ back to net control.
Well, as soon as I get through with the net tonight, I will shoot Eric an email and let him know that you are interested in one or both of them. Yeah, one or the other of these, if he's still got them. You take care. While we got a break here, let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Hope all is going well on the end with you and your bride. Please check in, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, KN4, UBG, Kevin, over here in Fountain Inn. That'll be negative and negative, 73 is you, Gary, and everybody on the net. I hope everybody's staying safe out there. 73.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe and stay well. SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet continuing. Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS590S. A Kenwood TS590S. He would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Come up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS870. He would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack HTX242. That's a 2-meter mobile. He would like $15 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Fleet 88FM. That's a 2-meter transceiver. Does not have a tone board in it. He would like $15 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC25A. That's a 2-meter transceiver. He would like $15 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ VersaTuner. It's a 941D. He would like $25 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? And the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. A fella has two MFJ 1702B two-position antenna switches. He would like $15 each for these antenna switches. Does anyone need any fields?
KI4DOS, KN4UBG. That ICOM, the, I can't remember what you said it was, the ICOM for 15 or 25 or whatever. After the SwapNet, send me the information on that. Send me a text on that, if you don't mind, Gary. Back to you, Gary.
Okay, Kevin. That's an ICOM IC25A 2-meter transceiver. It's got the microphone and the power cord to go with it. He would like $15 for it. Roger.
I'll call him if I got time and get with him and see what we can do. I'm looking for another one to put in my personal truck out there. But that'd be about the right idea. I appreciate it, Gary. Thank you. Back to you.
I'll shoot you a text right after I get off the net tonight. And there was somebody else in there. I believe that was Glenn, KD2BNG. Glenn, was that you?
$15, I could use an antenna switch. I'll always, who was it who had that? I nearly caught the tail end of that.
Halt, K4OIM, up there in Inman. He has those antenna switches listed. It's an MFJ1702B. It's a two-position antenna switch. He's got two of them. He would like $15 each for them. And you can reach him at 864-310-9441. 864-310-9441. Copy.
Okay, I copy Walt, K4OIM, phone number 310-9441.
You got it, Glenn.
Sorry I didn't speak up earlier, you know, check in earlier. If you want to check me in, you can. KDCDNG.
Glenn, appreciate you being with us. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. First and only rag chewer I got tonight is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Joan been up to? You driving each other crazy yet?
KI4DOS. This is WB4FEE. Yeah, it's that's about the way it is, man. I'm going to tell you. You know, I heard on the news this morning. I'm going to tell you something. You know, you listen to this news and all, and these people say that they're having a run on guns and ammo and liquor. And I thought, well, that's a strange combination. But also tissue paper, you know. But then I heard on the business news this morning, they said that liquor sales was up by 55% across the nation. Can you believe that?
I'll tell you, a couple of those don't mix too good. You know, the guns and ammo go real well together, but don't put the guns and ammo with the liquor. I don't want somebody that's drunk around my place with a loaded weapon. I'll put it that way. And as far as believing that the sales went up that much, yeah, I can believe it. You know, the bars are closed and the folks can't go out, and the restaurants are closed, so they can't go out and sit and get a drink before they have it. They can't go to the bars to get them a drink, so I would imagine that the alcohol sales are way up.
Yeah, I guess that's all the reason everybody's having to do their drinking at home, I reckon. So, man, yeah, I'm gonna tell you, I listened to that. I said, I got to laughing. I said, well, and like you say, the guns and the ammo go together, but the liquor don't go with them at all. But that'd be a bad combination there. But I got thinking about that. I said, well, I said, yeah. I said, at least that would all keep a lot of drunks off the road there, you reckon?
So, Dan, at least I hope it does. And I tell you, we don't need any of them out there to go along with everything else that's going on. But from what I understand, the traffic has been a little bit lighter from a couple of truck-driving friends of mine that have been out on the roads. They said that the traffic was lighter. But then again, I don't know. I haven't been out there. I've been staying here at the house. I will tell you this, though, about the drinking at home. I used to work with a fella. This has been, gosh, I don't know, probably 30 years ago or better. And he built a garage or a little outbuilding out there to where he could drink at home. He wouldn't drink in the house because his children were in there and he didn't want to influence them. So he'd go out in his little building that he built and get snockered. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I'm sure they knew he was kind of inebriated either way there, but but hey, yeah, well, I guess everybody got their own ideas there, but but yeah, the traffic is a lot lighter. I've noticed when I've been out, which hasn't been a whole lot, but I've noticed that over here around Woodruff Road and all where we live, you know, the traffic has been very much lighter, and up on 385. Around the interchange at Woodruff Road 385, I've noticed the traffic been very, very light. And you see a lot of cars like at some of the wholesale clubs and the home stores and all, you know, for like Home Depot and Lowe's, places like that. You know, they'll have a few cars, put up a good many cars in there, but. But rest of it, as far as the road traffic goes, been very light. And I think a lot of the traffic, the wrecks and traffic fatalities are down some. And that's a good thing, Earl.
Can I go ahead there, Glenn?
DD2BNG. I think the sales of the firearms are up so that people can guard their 100 rolls of toilet paper that they made sure that they had. Going to take my toilet paper. Now, how the toilet paper thing started, I don't know, but I saw an article recently. This was in the early 70s, and it was a joke that Johnny Carson did. It might have been during the year of oil embargo or shortly thereafter, and he did a joke about, yeah, you know, they're going to run out of toilet paper next. That cost an actual run on toilet paper, a casual offhand remark. It was actually the toilet paper crisis of 1974 or 70, whatever it was. But it shows you how an offhand remark intended is. And Carson might have saw some idiot congressman may have mentioned something. Oh, we're out of toilet paper. But it actually caused a shortage, believe it or not. So that's why they're hoarding the shells and the firearms. We gotta guard the toilet paper.
I-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, but WB4 Fox Echo Echo and KD2B and G. Well, Glenn, I did not, I was around in 74, but I don't remember a run on toilet paper at that particular year, but I'm not saying that that did not happen. I've moved back here from California in 74, so I don't know if that happened or not. If it did, it didn't affect many people. But the guns and ammunition and the other stuff, I can understand. But the some of the things I don't. But anyway, Dan, the traffic, we were talking about it being lighter. I'm glad that it is lighter, but you said the places like Lowe's and the home improvement stores were busy. I guess with the folks being off work right now, not working, they're having to do a lot of catch up on their honeydew list.
Sir, Gary, absolutely. And I've got some of it to do myself. talking about that toilet paper shortage there, I'm going to tell you, man, I do like my neighbor does. My neighbor told me he ordered him a bidet for his John up here. And he said he wasn't going to worry about the tissue paper shortage there.
That's one way to alleviate the problem, I guess, Dan. But, you know, folks did without toilet paper for a lot of years before they started manufacturing it. Glenn brought up the stuff back in the 70s. The folks around here, most of them don't know about the gas lines that we used to have to sit in when there was a shortage of gasoline, you know. And you could buy gas depending on the tag numbers of your cars. It was every other day or something of that nature. But I've sat in a line to get some gas in my vehicle for, you know, like 2 or 3 hours. So the toilet paper shortage don't bother me too much.
Yeah, this is WB4FEE with KI4DOS, yeah. And I understand that, but it's like I went down to the credit union today, and the line there, of course, nothing's open but the window and the ATM, and man, the line wrapped all the way around the building down there. It took me about 30, 40 minutes to get from the entrance around to the window so I could talk to the girl there for a minute.
Well, Joy and I went over to the Pickens County tax collector's office. We needed to get the taxes came on her car so we can get her tag. So we didn't have anything else to do. We were rode over there, and they had the drive-through line open. And, of course, the cars were lined up pretty far. But there was a gentleman out there. He would come to the car and find out if you had the right stuff that you needed. And if you had everything in order, he would take it up to the window and get this other lady to run it through the machines, you know, through the computer. Come to find out, he was the Pickens County Treasurer himself. And I told him, I said, I'm glad to see you out working.
That's a good thing right there. That's a good thing, and that's a good way to do it too. At least he could get a good taste of what everybody's going through there. And but yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. And I remember those gas lines you're talking about too, man. Yeah, we sent a few of them ourselves from time to time to get some gas. And those weren't good times either, there, over.
Here's an echo link station with no audio on there again, or something of that nature. But anyway, we've been through rough times before, and we'll get through them again. You know, the I got several friends that work in the grocery distribution system, and they said that the warehouses are full, and you know they're loading their trucks out every night and taking them to the stores. And a couple of them said, you know, if the folks would just quit all this panic buying and go back to buying groceries as normal, there would be plenty there, you know, because the warehouses are full. Well, they're probably not exactly full, but their products are coming in so they can go right back out the doors. But if the folks would quit the panic buying and then not worry about it and just go on like normal, that there would be plenty in the stores. But, you know, it'll come with time, I guess. People will settle down, and they'll get their 500 rolls of toilet paper or whatever. And then it'll get back to normal where people that want it can go out there and get it and that sort of thing. I'm not going to go out and buy a bidet or something like that to put in. I mean, my wife really demanded to get it. I would, of course, but... As long as she's not fussing about it, we'll be all right.